This is The Record from KUOW Seattle with David Hyde. I'm Steve Scher. So effective today, Seattle's Assistant Police Chief Jim Pugil has retired. Former Mayor Mike McGinn appointed Pugil to run the Seattle Police Department in an interim capacity. But after Ed Murray was elected mayor, Pugil was required to step down from the interim job in order to be considered for it permanently. It's unclear whether Pugil is still planning to apply for chief of the Seattle Police Department. Lisa Dugard is an attorney here in Seattle. I asked her about her thoughts on Pugil's retirement.
I think it's a big loss for Seattle, for our community, and for the police department. Chief Pugil was praised by the Monitor by name as someone who was committed to moving the reform agenda forward, and I don't think there's the slightest evidence that that was not the case. The loss is that we had a resource in Chief Pugil who was willing to work with all of the diverse actors in this challenging period in the history of SPD. He had a strong, positive relationship with the Monitor, with the community partners in reform. But he was also willing to make the tough calls when it came to revamping the command staff of the department. He was willing to make decisions that were not necessarily what the union wanted. And in all of that, he had a strong, clear vision of a different relationship between the police department and the community, one that he's increasingly known for nationally and internationally, and that is being serious about serious crime. He led the investigation bureau for years, and the department had a stellar reputation in solving major crimes during that period. But when it comes to, you know, other kinds of offenses that can be looked at through the lens of law violations but are really at bottom public health issues, so issues of addiction and homelessness and mental illness on the street, Chief Pugil is one of, if not the leader nationally in bringing a public health approach to policing with respect to problems like that. And honestly, that's the nexus where we've seen enormous chafing between SPD and the community over the years. And so this is a time when that knowledge and expertise would really have been valuable.
So that's where he was effective, Lisa Dugard. But considering that he is resigned, where wasn't he effective?
Again, I don't think that there's any evidence that Chief Pugil was not effective. He took positions, I mean, he made tough calls in rearranging the command staff, and that didn't make some people happy. And he took positions that were not necessarily those that the police unions championed, and that didn't make some people happy. I think it's clear that you cannot really reform a police department without making those tough calls. And I think we're just looking at the aftermath of that dynamic playing out.
That's Lisa Dugard. She works in public defense and is a public defender working with and around the Seattle Police Department. C.R. Douglas is political analyst for Q13 Fox News. He joins us. Good to see you again, sir.
Good afternoon.
That last answer told us about where some of the dynamics are in the police department, also where some of the politics are. So Ed Murray has been supportive of the changes, I give you three, of disciplinary action against Seattle police officers. Given that he ran on reforming the police department, why would he, why would he support these rollbacks that some people think are rollbacks to the reform process?
Yeah, it is odd. It was a big part of his campaign that he was going to be a better reformer than Mike McGinn, get us out from under the consent decree faster than the old mayor. And so then you have this odd decision where Pugil is demoted and pretty much shown the door. And as you heard there, probably the chief reformer in the whole city, Lisa Dugard, saying she's disappointed in the decision. How it was advertised and how it played out is interesting. The reason Pugil was demoted, if you will, the advertised reason was that because he wanted the permanent job, having him be interim was kind of a conflict of interest. It wasn't going to be helpful in recruiting people, especially from around the country. I mean, there is this sense that as you do a police chief search, others will not apply if they know the guy or girl that's sitting there in the position now as interim is also applying. They feel like, the insider's going to get the upper hand. Why bother to put myself through all that rigmarole, come out to my own community as having applied for a different position, when it feels like the chances are against it? So that was the purported reason for it. So then why does Ed Murray go along with not just sort of putting him back as assistant chief, but showing him the door and making all these other changes. And I think there's a couple reasons. One, I think the union's influence is clearly becoming a factor here. They endorsed him in the last campaign, and I think they have his ear. I think because this is the most important position, I think he did want sort of his own guy there. This was a McGinn hire, Pugel. And I think he also wanted to send a message to the rank and file who have felt besieged, felt put upon by the DOJ, by the community. They've kind of taken it from all sides, from local political leaders, a sense that kind of he was going to kind of have their back. And Harry Bailey, the guy he brought in, was more of a rank and file union guy. And that sent a message to the rank and file.
Harry Bailey was at one point the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild.
I don't know that he was head of it, but I feel like he was vice president of the board or something. Certainly is union allied. Absolutely.
Well, as you said, but there are two camps, right, even in the police department. And there's kind of a reformers camp that Pugel may have been a part of. There's another camp. Who are some of the people that Bailey and Murray have elevated to take the place of some of the people that Pugel allies and been demoted or removed?
And I do think it's worth saying that the reformers have kind of lost in this. I mean, Pugel was considered one. They have ousted two others that were considered kind of reformers on the command staff, Mike Sanford and Clark Kimmerer. They're out. A couple other sort of lower-level people are out. And then the people that Harry Bailey has appointed, promoted, if you will, he re-promoted Nick Metz, who Pugel had demoted. Nick has sort of been more allied with unions. Joe Kessler was a captain. Now he is part of the command staff. He has been very much allied with the unions. So I think the unions, you know, are getting something out of this deal. Absolutely.
One of the things they're getting is, you would argue, well, what? What are they getting? Are they getting they got the ear of the mayor, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the reform process is changed, because we still have the monitor and all those efforts for the police commission to impose these changes on SPD.
Listen, you can't stop reform. Reform is happening. We are under a federal consent decree to do it. But reform can kind of come in different shades. Is it sort of bare compliance, kicking and screaming? We'll do it when we are told finally we have to? Or is reform heartfelt, get in front of it, a new era, I'm all about it? You know, I mean, I think that's kind of what's going on here, is that, you know, the sort of union reform, if you will, which is a little bit kick and scream your way into it, is kind of winning the day here. Who's now in power.
What's happening with the search right now? Do you know how the search is going?
Well, it sounds like it's going well, and their timeline slipped a little bit, but they do, as far as I can tell, expect to announce kind of mid to late May a new chief. And I actually think that, unlike 4 years ago, when they were looking, you know, for a new chief, and there was all kinds of problems with that search, and we were just starting this whole DOJ process, this department is going to become very attractive, is much more attractive now than it was 4 years ago. All the hard decisions are behind it.
You think so?
I absolutely do. Listen, the DOJ investigation that led to all those problems, then those hard negotiations with the consent decree, that is finally signed. The fight over who should be the monitor, that battle is passed. There's all kinds of money now to implement reform. I mean, the table is set for the new guy or girl to come in to kind of ride reform without having to do a lot of hard things. It is sort of in place, despite the fact that the unions, you know, regained a little power here. The train is going forward, and it's going to be a much more attractive position. I think they'll get better candidates than they did 4 years ago.
And the monitor's main report is due, what, early in the spring or late in the spring, early in the summer?
I think its next official report, it's a semi-annual every 6 months, so the next one, I believe, is in May. And I have heard that maybe a draft is going to come out in the next week or so.
C.R. Douglas is political analyst for Q13 Fox News. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.